Now let's round it out here with bringing our energy together. So nice big breath in. Exhale. And let your body soften and relax as you do that. Another breath in. And another breath that just comes deep into your being, all the way into the center. And just let it out slowly and softly. And as you resume your natural rhythm of breathing, feel the chair underneath you, your feet on the floor, but feel the energy in the room that's here, the love that's being created, the sacred space that each one of you has brought your presence to. And just letting your awareness slowly expand from the edges of your being into this sacred space so that each one has a field of sacredness around them touching the one next to them and in front of them and back behind them. And allow your consciousness to expand into that as you breathe. And as you open that field of consciousness to receive the messages of love, of humor, of honoring that are given here for each one and for all.
Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? We give much thanks to Dr. Ember and her wonderful words of wisdom. For those of you whom we have not met, we are Aronda. And we are excited and grateful to see your loving light, your bright radiance, your vibration radiating out like those candles on the screen there. Ooh. We want you to know that for your benefit, we asked our vessel Marilyn to draw an affirmation from Cryon's affirmations. We get to all share with that wisdom. Is that all right? Oh, good, good, because of course, you know, we would do it anyway. So take a deep breath, huh? And you can each have this app on your phone, and if you don't have it, we ask you why not? Another deep breath. And a third, because we really want you to feel this in and drink this in. I am an old soul. I have vast experience and deep knowledge and spiritual wisdom. I am the hope of the planet. And my significance is known by God. Yes, that was our reaction too. Have a little chuckle there. So if we have all that vast knowledge and all that wisdom and all that spiritual energy, then why do sometimes we get in the dukkha of things? Why do sometimes we get in the trash and think, what in the world are we doing now? And why is it so messed up? And what is happening to my world? And why do I feel like I'm standing in a big pile of poo? And I'm still looking for the pony at the bottom of that pile, huh? Well, congratulations. Woohoo! You are evolving, huh? You see, the universe brings you wisdom. The universe brings you every experience that you need, want, have, or maybe even did not think that you wanted, so you can evolve beyond where you were yesterday. Take a deep breath. The source of all that is, God, source, the universe, whatever you want to call it. Maybe Barbara. Yes, because the universe is you. And you make that request with your contract that you come in with. You ask for experiences so you can have vast knowledge. You ask for the experience to learn to forgive. You ask for the energy and the information that you need to rearrange a situation that you may have had in the last lifetime or the time before that. Yes, that is what is called evolution. So next time you're standing in that big pile of poo, say, oh, yippee, I'm evolving. You understand that that is the key. You are old souls. You don't look so old. But we see you on the inside. You're very old. You have been here a very long time and agreed to come back here at this time and place when the world is transforming and shifting its entire frequency. As you can tell from the hero's journey that you just listened to, you are your own hero now. You are your wizard. You are that essence, and you volunteered to come here at this time so you could indeed be all of that, be all that you are, and sort of allow those things, those patterns, those programs, those stories that you have been telling yourself for maybe 3,000 years, that is not really you. That the part of you that is really you is love. And that is the core. For you see, dearest beloveds, you have the same love as I. You have the same DNA, all the strands. And as you are that, I ask you to, instead of pushing against that old energy of backing off, of thinking that you're not enough, thinking that somehow you're doing it all wrong, somehow you can't make the right decision any longer. That is your storytelling. And there are many, many stories that are much more interesting than that old one. So it's time to stop telling that story. It's time to evolve into the new you. Acknowledging all of that vast experience, that wisdom, that spiritual enlightenment that you have indeed had over the past few thousand years. And put it to use now. Put it to use now. I ask you to stand forward, stripping away those old stories and allowing them not to be torn from your energy, for they make up your experience. But to integrate them. Integrate them so perfectly that the pony shows up in every pile of whatever they show up in. You see, that is evolution. That is what you are doing every moment. Every day, every second, you are experiencing the evolution of your soul. And that is why when you continually tell yourself those old stories, about who you have perceived you have been in the past. Know that that perception may have been biased. And that is why you are starting afresh. Evolving. And we, our dear, dear friend Crayon and Lee and all of this company that travels the world over are here to assist you, to help, because we all see who you are. Now it is time for you, indeed, to see who you are. Are you ready for that? Hello? We have to have the vessel Marilyn shake you all out again, huh? Yes, you are. So we would like you to try something for us. Hold your hand up in front of your face and visualize that hand being a mirror. Can you see your face? Can you visualize what your face looks like right now in that mirror? Hello? Thank you. Now, repeat these phrases inside of your mind first, because we're speaking to the inside of your cells. I am learning to love myself more every day. You can speak it inside your mind, you see, because sometimes the we'll voice it in a minute, or vocal it. Vocal it. Is that a new word? We feel Adironda laughing in the background over here. So inside of your mind, because that's communicating to your cells, I am willing to learn to love myself more every day. I know I bring value to all I encounter. I know I'm a teacher. Just by my presence, I'm teaching those around me with love, with light, and with joy. I am helping myself to love more and releasing my judgment of myself. I am magnificent. Now place your hand on your heart so you feel the vibration of your own voice. And now it is time to speak. I am willing to learn to love myself more every day. I bring value to other people's lives by bringing value to my own life. I am a teacher. I teach by my presence with love, with light, with joy. I am magnificent. The world around me is magnificent as well. Because I am evolving. And I love that part. And so it is. Huh? Ah, dearest beings of light, we love you so much. We see you. We see who you are. That is why you now have a mirror on your hand so you can see you too. So whenever you have doubt, just hold your hand up and remember what you looked like right here today. For that energy is power-filled. You are old souls. You are evolving. You are your wizard. You are the new human that we are so grateful that you are here. We have been waiting for you. We love you. We honor you. We bid you namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The message you have just heard from the vessel Marilyn, who at the moment sits to my left, is my message. If you want to analyze channeling in general, the messages of Source in general, in this new energy, you're going to find those words. You're going to find those perceptions and those instructions in all of them. This is what separates the channeling of old and today's, something we may discuss later today. But the vessel Marilyn has brought up something that we wish to now enhance. I've called it the spark. Let me take you somewhere. We've mentioned this subtly before. I'm going to take you to a place you've been before, dear ones, and you will go to again. I don't want this place to be a sad place. I want this to be a joyful place. But I'm going to describe it as your last breath. I'd like to say something, and it can't always be said that everyone in this room is an old soul. And what I mean by that is that there's no newbie here. All of you have been to this planet before. Some of you are ancient, but all of you have had many lives. It's what brings you in this place to the realization of wanting to sit and listen to this message. What happens in your last breath, I'm going to call the spark. There is a point at which you remember everything. That last breath, whether it's the instant of it or a bit longer, it doesn't matter. The spark arrives. After your last breath, the linearization of life stops. Because the consciousness that leaves your body is a multidimensional, beautiful, magnificent consciousness. And that spark, if you want to call it a spark, is you going, oh, thank you. And you remember it all. And you realize the magnificence of the soul that you are. You realize that you've just passed through another life again. You're always aware of all of it. And this is where it gets complicated, because a piece and a part of that soul stays on the planet. A piece and part goes to the other side, if you want to call it that. A piece and a part stays with your loved ones. It's a multidimensional aspect. We've spoken about it. That's not what we're speaking of. We want to talk about the spark. Oh. That's the spark. There is a moment, dear ones, when you're no longer human, when you remember everything. Can you imagine seeing beyond light? Can you imagine hearing the songs of the universe and seeing the light in the songs? Can you imagine at that moment being greeted by the multitudes who sing your name and say, welcome back home. Indicating perhaps this was a side trip. Well, here's what's going on. Attributes of that spark are being advanced. And what I mean is this. I'm going to redefine ascension. Because there are so many who have said, well, is this the age of ascension? Will we start seeing human ascension? When's it going to happen? Because I've heard all about this. We're going to disappear and go here and there. And I'll say, dear ones, you are listening to children's stories about what someone expected to see who had no idea of the majesty and the splendor of the truth. Ascension is when a living human being has a piece of a spark. And at some point in their lives, there is a realization all at once. Oh my. And they realize they are magnificent in the eyes of God, and that love means more than they ever thought when they learned the word in school. When they start to equate things with integrity and compassion, and the energies therein mean more than they ever did before, where they see connections to things and they understand the field and how they're all connected and how beautiful the plan is, not a system, the plan that would connect you in ways to others that are not just loving, but that are practical and make sense. They start to see their own bodies differently and realize that their age has nothing to do with how they feel. They step out of all the realities that their parents told them, that their church told them, that their friends told them. And they look backwards and see that a piece and a part of all those realities are true, especially the ones about the love of God. But they start to understand the universality of it, the enormity of it, and the fact that they're right in it. As humans walking the planet, as ascended humans with the spark. It's not the same spark that you get when your last breath, dear ones. It's a modified one. It's one of awareness that goes way beyond anything. Any epiphany you've ever had, a spark of awareness of who you are. When you look in the mirror in your hand and you start seeing something you didn't expect, and then the questions start to be answered. Dear Spirit, is it really true that I'm not here by accident? Dear Spirit, is it really true that I'm not here to be victimized in this world? Dear Spirit, can I really control chance? And all of these things have a resounding yes, dear one, you can. Yes, dear ones, you are. That's the spark. You see it so clearly between human beings, even in a meeting like this. There will be so many, especially in the large meetings, who will come in a curious way to see what's up. The others will come because they are meditators and they want to feel the energy. Others will come for simple curiosity and no more. And they have no interest in metaphysics. And some will come for life change. And there they sit. Doesn't matter where they are in an audience, the back row, the front row. And it's so interesting to watch. Because one will have the spark, and they'll understand it and hear it and see it and cognize it because of something they're ready for. And they'll hear the truth, and they'll know the truth, and they'll ring with the truth, and they'll understand the spark, and here it comes. Oh. And they'll hear the music in some way, The music of the universe that says their name is important. That they're here for a reason. And then they start to see the abilities to heal themselves, and that's why they came. And so one will sit there with the spark, with tears running down their cheeks, and they'll have a healing right there. If you could see an interdimensionality and you had a lens of a quantum sight, you'd see them glow at that moment because their Merkaba is all being changed. And right next to them, there may be someone already composing a letter of complaints about the meeting. That's the difference, dear ones. That's the spark. And it's being advanced. And what I mean by that is that whereas there was a day when the spark was only available at the last breath, now old souls are starting to see it and use it. And you can tell, because they receive a joy factor. And the joy factor means that wherever they are and whatever they're doing, they can laugh. If they receive news that is grievous and saddened for them personally, they can smile immediately and go for the things that they are so appreciative of at the meeting, at that time and perhaps that meeting where they're in. If they receive personal information only for them, that makes their heart sad. The death of a friend, for instance. They can smile immediately and say, this is a good thing. Because that friend of mine got the spark. That friend of mine knows how important they are in the universe. And they didn't think that before. My friend is magnificent. Your consciousness sees things differently. When you have that advanced spark, when you go into an ascended consciousness, you see others differently. You see situations differently. You're slow to anger and fast to laugh. This is what we speak of and have for 30 years. The changing human. But the Vessel Marilyn said it best. You can have it. You can see yourself. You can start to understand yourself simply and easily because it's available now. The words you speak to yourself are very meaningful, dear ones. All of these things are part of the teachings that we have in these days. But I want you to remember the spark. This is the big one. And it's coming to more and more of you in so many different shades and ways. It's an awakening to a grand awareness of something bigger than you ever thought you were. Loved dearly in the eyes of God. More than you ever were told you were. And magnificent on this planet. And so it is.